Tennessee is inching toward making birth control pills available with a single visit to a pharmacy. Lawmakers voted over a year ago to eliminate the requirement that women first see a doctor before getting oral contraceptives. But even though state law has changed, pharmacies haven't been given the final go-ahead to put it into action. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
It's not quite as simple as making birth control pills available over the counter, like aspirin or cold medicine. Before they can buy oral contraceptives, women will still have to answer some questions about their health, and pharmacists will have to write prescriptions to be kept on file. But Justin Kirby of Perkins Drugs and Gifts in Gallatin says many pharmacists are ready and willing to take on the extra responsibilities.
It really does introduce a lot more availability and breaks down the barriers of, you know, obtaining oral contraception.
But Tennessee would be only the fourth state to allow pharmacists to dispense birth control without a doctor's prescription. So it's forging relatively new ground, and that's made it harder for the State Department of Health and the Board of Pharmacy to write the rules needed to implement the new law. For one thing, they have to match up with federal regulations on birth control pills. Women have to get clear warnings of potential side effects, for instance. It's complicated enough that California spent 18 months writing its rules. Reggie Dillard with the Tennessee Board of Pharmacy says that much time could pass here.
A lot of times when these bills are passed, they do get the publicity, and it is important that people know about them, but we can't get the rules moved much faster than what we're doing right now.
The Board of Pharmacy hopes to have rules ready for public comment this fall. That would put Tennessee on track to make birth control pills available without a doctor's prescription at the end of this year or early next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.